Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm very excited about having our good friend Jane Pollock back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Jane is a speaker, an advisor, a consultant. She works with small business owners just like you to help them have the maximum opportunity to be successful. She's been doing it for a long time now. She's the author of Sole Proprietor, S-O-U-L, Sole Proprietor, and one of the coolest ladies I know, Jane Pollock. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim. I love that introduction.
Good to have you back. And also, folks, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. We wouldn't do without her. Jane, you've had something on your mind that you and I haven't talked about before, and that's the concept of joint ventures.
And yeah, it's becoming a verb. A JV. Yeah, you know, who are you going to JV with?
Well, you may not know this, but in 1998, the year after I started doing the show, I wrote about this, and I started talking to my audience about this, and I said, in the 21st century, this is in the 20th century. I said, in the 21st century, you're going to have to get good at three things that you're not already good at. You're going to have to learn how to leverage technology better. You're going to have to get better at networking, and you're going to have to learn how to create strategic alliances.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And those three things obviously have come to pass. And I said, those are the three big things. And a strategic alliance a joint venture is a form of a strategic alliance.
You are very wise. You are absolutely right and very wise. And I had, you know, I'd heard it, but I'd avoided it. It's like, I don't know how to do it. I don't know what it is. But when I was taking the webinar method course a year ago, he kept saying this really depends on joint ventures, because the point of it is, you talk about leveraging. I can't keep going back to my market and saying, and now I'm doing this, and now I'm doing this, mm-hmm. and now I'm doing that. I need to say, here's somebody I think is really interesting I want to share with you, and then have them do the same thing for their market so your list can grow and you can cross-pollinate. Makes so much sense, but I didn't understand it. Now that I do, it's like, what, you know,
well, it's
I should have had a V8, you know. Should have had a JV.
Well, that's exactly right. And you know, it's just like when I started my company, when I was doing consulting before I started my media company, my clients would say, Jim, I need you to do this for me. And probably I didn't know how to do it. But after a little while, I started thinking, wait a minute, they're not expecting me to do it. They're expecting me to get it done.
That's a really nice distinction. I really like that.
And so, I was there. I was the only person they had that they would turn to. I was a VP you could rent. I was an EVP you could rent. And so they would call me and say, Jim, I need your help. I need just this to get. I need you to help me get this done. And in the early days, I thought, well, whoa, what am I? How can I, so much pressure, right? And then finally, I said, I just need to find somebody who can help me with this.
Exactly. I mean, that's the point of all of it, isn't mm-hmm. it? Is, you know, we don't do it all ourselves at all. And,
right.
and partnering and leveraging is the key to success.
There's one other thing I want to stick in here, and that is when I talk to young people, I talk to them about not plagiarizing. Now, obviously, everybody thinks, well, you sure you don't want to plagiarize? That's lying, right? Well, but the point I tell them is it makes you look smarter when you quote smart people than when you just say something smart. Right?
I like that too. Right.
And so you can use other people's smart things that they say or think or whatever. You can use that in your conversation and bring them in. I consider that to be a kind of a joint venture.
It certainly is. You know, that's who our gurus, our teachers, you know, all the guys I listened to on tapes years ago, Zig Ziglar and Roger Dawson and Jim Rohn and Brian Tracy and Wayne Dyer. You know, I'm constantly quoting them because that's where I learned it. Now, that has morphed, and people are saying the same things in new language. And they say, you know, maybe they were quoting, How to Win Friends and Influence People, you know,
right.
Carnegie,
right.
That kind of thing. So, you know, wherever you first heard it, and he heard it from the Bible or wherever, or Earl Nightingale, you know, it just keeps being recycled. But I agree with you. I like giving credit and, you know, to who, where I first heard it.
It makes you sound not only professional and ethical, it makes you sound like you're well-read.
That's right.
And never mind the content of what you're quoting, right? That fits the job that's at hand. But that actually segues
really nicely into who you're joint venturing with. You know, if people admire the people I'm joint venturing with, then that's a nice reflection on both of us. It was so much fun. I went to the crossword puzzle challenge. Will Shorts from the New York Times came and did one in Westport. And there was a fellow I know, you know, through networking, but also through LinkedIn. I knew he was going to be there because he said, mm-hmm. "I'm going to, you know, whip everybody's rear ends." You know, and so I teased him, and we got to talking during one of the breaks, and he said, "Oh, I need to fix you up with Jerry Stengel. She's with VentureNeer, and mm-hmm. you know, she would be a great partner for you." And then mm-hmm. we met a couple of weeks later, and we're doing a joint venture together.
Wow!
So you know what you're saying? It's all those things. It's leveraging technology,
well,
LinkedIn, networking.
It started out with networking, right?
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. And then to find somebody of such high caliber as Jerry, I'm thrilled.
Well, the thing that you're highlighting here is something that I've learned. You know, how many times have I needed to go somewhere? Somebody was expecting me to be there. I had a choice of whether to go or not, and I didn't really want to go. I'm tired. I don't want to make another trip. I'm tired. You know, blah blah blah. But I would go anyway. And something always good comes from when I make a trip like that, when I go somewhere. Whenever I get out of my cave, whenever I go somewhere, I meet somebody. Something good comes from that.
Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, I have a theory about that.
That's all part of the networking, the benefit of the networking.
And you don't even have to put on pantyhose, Jim.
How do you know I don't wear pantyhose?
I do
have Spanx, though. I do use those.
Good for you for even knowing. Of course, she's such an amazing entrepreneur. But my rule of thumb is if I wrote it on the calendar, then I go with that inspiration rather than the one at, you know, 5 o'clock at night that says, I'd rather turn on the TV or whatever it is. You know, if I wrote it on the calendar, then I trust that wisdom and I'm with you. There's an inverse ratio. The more I don't want to go, the more important it is that I show up.
Right. Jane, give us your website, please.
JanePollock.com, and it's mm-hmm. POLLAK, JanePollock.com.
Folks, when we come back, I want to see if Jane will talk about availability when we come back. Let's talk about that a little bit. Availability and values with regard to joint ventures. Rather than all the details about how to create a joint venture, that's kind of up to you. Well, let's talk about the idea of it a little bit more with Jane Pollock. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassinger. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.